from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama dealt setback in Iran nuclear accord confirmation. U.S. President Barack Obama's effort to sell the nuclear deal to a skeptical Congress has been dealt a serious setback, with one of the president's top allies, Senator Chuck Schumer, coming out against the pact. In a statement late last night, Senator Schumer said, "After deep study and careful thought and considerable soul-searching, I've decided I must oppose the agreement." And Mr. Schumer, a senator from the state of New York, is one of the top Jewish lawmakers in the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, one of the architects of the accord, said he was profoundly disappointed in the decision. "Rejection is not a policy for the future," Mr. Kerry said at a news conference in the capital of Vietnam.
"And we are deeply convinced by the intelligence community, by the Energy Department, which has responsibility for nuclear weapons, of the ability to prevent Iran from having a nuclear weapon."
Mr. Kerry is in Hanoi, where today they mark the 20th anniversary of the normalization of diplomatic ties between Vietnam and the U.S. Afghan officials say at least 8 people were killed and more than 100 others were wounded in a powerful blast that struck downtown Kabul earlier today. No group has claimed responsibility. However, a new Islamic State affiliate did claim responsibility on Thursday for killing 15 people in a suicide bombing at a Saudi mosque used by security forces. Pakistan insisted on Friday that the Afghan peace and reconciliation process is ongoing and that the death of the leader of Afghanistan's Taliban insurgency, Mullah Omar, has only caused a temporary pause. In a policy statement in the National Assembly, Defense Minister Khawaja Asif again dismissed allegations that the reclusive Taliban chief's death occurred in Pakistan.